You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up on this Food Friday, we'll learn about the cuisine of Iran and neighboring countries and the new cookbook, Taste of Persia.
Right now, as the presidential election season heads toward November 8th, and Americans on both sides of the political divide wonder about the future, our next guest says sometimes it can help to look to the past.
Mark Sammels is the executive producer of PBS's award-winning history series, American Experience, the longest-running, most-watched history series on television. He's in Wisconsin this week to collaborate with Wisconsin Public Television. Sammels says the American Experience episodes on the presidents have resonance today. Here's a clip from an episode about Truman.
August 14th. The simple reason Truman always gave for using the atomic bomb was to end the war and save lives. Now, after nearly 4 years, Japan surrendered. The war was over. Years later, Truman would often say that he never brooded over his decision to drop the bomb. Once a decision was made, he wrote later, I didn't worry about it afterward.
Mark Sammels joins us now. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, we live in an age where attention spans, they seem to be shrinking, news cycles are 24 hours, there's this constant media churn. How do you see the place of the long-term historical documentary within that setting?
You know, I think both phenomena are going on at once, that we have sort of fractured media into small bites, you know, in the form of 140 characters on Twitter or short-form videos on Facebook, that there's that phenomenon that's going on. But at the same time, there's this sort of binge-watching of long-form narrative that's going on at the same time. So I think people have reacted to the atomization of their world around them, particularly media, and gone in the opposite direction as well. And I think that's where we sit in. We go into stories with depth. We try to keep them moving, keep them compelling. But they also have a certain amount of detail and immersion that I think people are also seeking.
Do you think that's part of the storytelling bit of it? When I think about the concept of binge watching, there's a narrative that's hooking people, which keeps people watching from episode to episode for hours. Do you see that also translating to the stories that you're telling, that they are really, they have a narrative arc and people want to see what happens next?
That actually is the DNA of American Experience, to be honest with you. We really believe strongly in embedding historical topics in strong stories and characters and climactic events, in really kind of human dramas and finding those elements that are universal and that, you know, draw someone in. And we believe in the inherent value of history and knowing our past, particularly our nation's past at this particular moment. But we also feel like we have to, shape it and present it in a way that competes, you know, with people's attention and that, you know, is a really as strong a narrative as exists in the fictional world we're trying to create in the nonfictional world.
How has your technique changed in accomplishing that over time? You've been at this for quite a while, and I know that, you know, what you did for your very first episode of American Experience might be kind of different from now. How has it changed?
I think it's basically we've just had an expansion of different forms and styles. We still make films today that I think resemble films that we made almost 20 years ago when I joined the series, you know, that are really strongly written shows with really insightful interviews and good archival footage. That's kind of a classic form. It's not as easy as it looks, and it takes a lot of shaping to make that form work. But we've also expanded into sort of the intersection between drama and documentary. A number of our films now have, you know, include dialogue and dramatic scenes that are, you know, pretty richly staged, as well as another form that we, I think, are using all the time, which is a more contemporary history told through witnesses where there isn't a narrator and it's really a story that's handed off from interviewee to interviewee, from participant to participant, that is also has its own challenges. So I think we've got really nice dimensions, multiple dimensions of storytelling available to us now in the documentary form.
Now, looking specifically at some of the portraits, the episodes that you've run, recently I believe you reran some portraits of the recent presidents, JFK, Ronald Reagan, and Jimmy Carter. And I wonder what you think those documentaries tell us now about how to understand maybe election 2016.
Well, one of the hallmarks of American Experience is its collection of presidential biographies. We've done 16 now. And I think what's amazing about them, quite honestly, is how evergreen they are, how long they last. They're done with a great degree of care. They're also not done with any sort of a slant or agenda. They really try to be fair and inclusive look at, and you know, many of them are 4 hours long. And they hold up. So we've been able to rebroadcast these shows, you know, 5, 10, even 15 years later, and they really do stand up. And I think collectively what they show is that the White House is a daunting experience for almost anyone who's gone into it, that it is constantly filled with the unexpected, a presidency, that there are intentions and plans and programs that a candidate goes into the White House with, and then life happens. And so much of being a president is managing those unexpected moments, whether they're political, military, economic, or social. And they call on different strengths, and they expose different weaknesses in different people who've inhabited the Oval Office.
Do you think there's anything kind of comforting about watching them, too? Because if you get too immersed in the news cycle, it can seem like we're barraged with really dire, horrifying news. It makes you want to stick your head in the sand. But if you look back at history, other people probably felt the same way.
I think that it's not only the presidents that show that. I think that's just really history in general that shows. I find that American history particularly, contains an awful lot of cautionary tales, but it also is a source of perspective and even comfort, to be honest with you. It feels right now like, you know, we're at each other's throats. The country's, you know, coming apart at the seams in some people's views. Things couldn't be worse. Where are we headed? We're in a nation in decline, et cetera, et cetera. And if, you know, you take piece by piece of that, you can find moments in the past when it's been much, much worse, where partisanship has been much more pointed, you know, even to the point of political rivals shooting and killing each other in duels, where, you know, the economic divide that we worry about with justification now was even more extreme in the past. And so it's not that we can say that things have gotten progressively better, because we're still struggling with some of the sort of the, you know, the deep gaps between the remarkable ambitions of our country and the realities of what we've been able to achieve and not achieve. But it certainly gives you a perspective that I think could pull you back from kind of a panicky situation that I think, you know, we fall into too often.
We're talking with Mark Sammels right now, executive producer of PBS's history series, American Experience. And as an advocate for history, obviously, Mark, I mean, when we look at our elected officials or anyone who might be guiding the shape of society and policy right now, I mean, does it matter to you if they know their history?
I think it matters to every one of us as a citizen that we know something about the nation, how we got to this point, and I think most importantly that we actually do have a shared story. You know, we've been through a lot, whether, you know, your family came here, you know, a century and a half ago, you know, and maybe settled on a farm somewhere in Wisconsin, or you know, found work in a factory in Milwaukee or wherever, or whether you're a recent arrival and have been drawn by the promise of the country. I think it's important to know that this is an ongoing story of assimilation of people from elsewhere. The gears grind often about, you know, the about that story, and it's a recurring theme. We've got some inherent stories that we continue to deal with, such as race and the legacy of slavery, and we've also got some achievements. The creation of the world's preeminent superpower and this economic might that we've had, and the fact that we have this remarkable democracy that, you know, feels that it can fray at times, but has really been a strong foundation for our country for a long time.
So would you say that for you personally, and maybe also the viewers of American Experience, do you think that knowing that history can make us more optimistic about the future?
I wouldn't characterize it as a simple outcome. I just happen to believe that knowledge is empowering, and that the more we know about our world, the more we can see that we're not alone, and that the hardships and obstacles that we all face are actually shared, and that, you know, the conditions that we may find ourselves in on a personal level or family level are not unique. I would say it's more, instead of an optimistic, I think it's more sort of an aversion to feeling despondent about things, because I think the more that you feel that you're part of a larger story, I think the more, I think, steeled you are to deal with your present circumstance.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mark Sammels is the executive producer of the PBS award-winning history documentary series, American Experience.
Coming up after the news, it's Food Friday, and we'll explore recipes for stews, kebabs, and more from the new cookbook, Taste of Persia. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.